Okay, this is a Parak Hey Hilchos Kenevah. So in this Parak, the Rambam is going to focus primarily away now from the halachas of the thief. Now the situation of if a person purchases the stolen item, what's the halacha? The halacha Aleph, he says, also look notes minagana b'chifetz shagana. Right, so it is prohibited for a person to buy an item that was stolen by somebody else. Okay, v'avon gadol, and it's a very, very bad thing to do. Because it helps strengthen the path of those who sin, the garma, and it encourages the thief to steal other things. Because if the thief can't find someone to purchase the item, he's not going to steal. Halacha base. Let's say a person steals something and then sells it. Prior to the owners giving up hope of reclaiming or retrieving the item, the Africa hukar ganav, and only afterwards did they recognize and find out who the thief was. And witnesses come along and they say that this guy stole this item while they were present. Choser hachefetz abaylov. So now the item goes back to the owners. V'abaylov nosim lokeach damam shishako ganav. And the owners give the purchaser, okay, so again, let's say to make it simple, Reuven steals from Shimon, then sells to Levi. So now Shimon goes and pays Levi back for the money he paid to Reuven for the stolen item. This is a basic term that means to ensure that things operate properly in the market. And now the owners go back and they bring the thief to court. Vim gunam before somehow, but let's say the guy is known to be a thief. Lo asubo takanas hashok. So then this takanas hashok doesn't apply. Then a bialim nosim lokeach klum, and then that means the owners of the item do not pay the purchaser anything. The choser lokeach losa dinam gunav. Rather, the purchaser must now take the thief to court, umotzimet adam shakalo, and then get the money from the thief. Let's say the owners do give up hope of getting the item back. Now, it doesn't matter if they gave up hope and then the thief sold the item, or they gave up hope after he sold the item. The purchaser now owns it, and it's considered a change in domain. So now the item does not get returned back to the original owners. Rather, right, he would reimburse the owner if the case was one where the thief was well known. Right. Let's say, oh, Eino knows, oh, if he's not known, oh, Eino knows in cloud, lo chepetz, lo damim, ne kasha shok. So then the purchaser does not have to give anything back, money or anything like that, because of the takana shok. So as long as the thief wasn't known in this case, then the guy who purchased the item, in this case, let's say Levi, would not have to return anything. Bizman and when the purchaser takes the original owner to court, right? Let's say there are no witnesses who can testify to the amount of money paid by the purchaser. So then the guy who purchased it, or let's say the guy who sold it, or was involved in it, the trader, he has to make a shvua holding something that's kadosh, and how much he, what he called, paid. So this is what the purchaser would have to do. So whenever a person what do you call it, takes this kind of shvuah, it's a shvuah midirabanan, which he does while holding something that is kadosh. So when the purchaser is brings the thief to court, okay, and what do you call it, and he says that so and so is how I purchased it from you. Let's say the thief says, no, I didn't sell to you for that price, like $10. I sold to you for $8. So the purchaser must now take a shua, and then he can take the money from the ganav, from the thief. Because the thief can't be trusted to go ahead and take a shua. Halach above. Ganav ufar b'chovo, or ganav ufar b'kipo. Right, so let's say what he called the thief stole something, and then he used the item to pay off a debt that he owed to somebody else, like for a loan or a debt to a salesman. So there is no takana shok. Rather, the owners take the item back from the thief without any payment. And and the debt goes back on the thief as it was originally. Now, Mishkein Hageneva, Benja Mishkein Osa B'yesha, but let's say what he called this item that the guy stole was used as collateral in the loan, right? Whether what he called it was more, whether the loan was worth more or less than the item that was given. About most of the Bala Mashton. So then the owners give the what it called the guy of the loan for the what it called the collateral, the chosen osin dini magadaf. And then they go back and they have to take the thief to court to get their money back. And in Kenya got him first, unless of course the thief is someone who is well known. Love Zion. Halokeh begun shane before some. Let's say someone purchases something stolen from a thief who is not well known. Whether what he called he paid 100 for something worth 200 or 200 for something worth 100, he gets the money from the original owners, and then returns the stolen item because of the way of the market. Now haya noshe begun of mezuz. Let's say what he called let's say the thief is owed. What do you call it? Let's say a person's owed $100 by a thief. Behavi labal cholo, right? And it was brought to the person who has debt. Nasimo meacheres and gave him a different hundred. Hare gneva chazeres by later. Then the stolen item goes back to the original owners. The omrim lazelacha, right? So, and you say to him that what do you call it? The omrim lazel lacha the tava hagana masayim. So meacheres. So they say to him, go get your 200 bucks back from the thief because you didn't give him the second $100 because of that which he gave you, right? Just like you trusted him with the first 100 bucks, you could do so with the second 100 as well. Okay, let's say he purchased it from a thief who's not well known for 100 bucks. And it was sold, I sold to someone else for 120. And at that point, the what it called, the thief was caught. Bala Ganeva knows him as the Akhar Mev Esrim. So the what do you call it? The guy who owns the stolen item now has to give to the last guy 120. The Notal Ganeva someone takes the stolen item back. The Chozra Baal, the Notal Esrim shall schar min mocher, and then the original owner goes and takes 20 from the original from the sale. Notal Mem in a gunav, and then the final 100 he gets from the thief. Vim Gunav for some who, but let's say he is well known as a thief. Notal Mev Esrim in the Tagar, Shalakah. So then what it called, the original owner pays the second guy. What it called the 120, the whole achatagav tovei agada me'ashal karen, and then that guy goes and collects the principal, which is 100 bucks from the thief. Vodini machar shein shlishi, which is a rabbi, and this applies as well if the second guy purchased sold to a third guy and vice and on and on. Afilu me'a shunotu mikol echad echad, that he takes from each one mashin nischar v'notal karen min agada. He takes from each one the profit from the person in between, meaning the middleman in the deal. And the principal is always taken from the thief. And of course, all the supplies prior to the owners giving up hope of getting the item back. Now, right? But let's say, what do you call it? Let's say there's an owner of items, right? And a posting goes out that, what do you call it? Let's say a posting goes out that he's going to be selling the stuff, but he's not known to sell the stuff. The Yatzalo Shem Gneva Be'ir, right? And what it called? And then there's a concern that his items were stolen. V'hikar Kalev Sarv Yadachir. And therefore, what happens because of this notice that went out that his items might have been stolen? I recognize his, let's say, cups and books in the hands of others. Oshay Asalimkor, or let's say he was known to be someone who normally sells his stuff, like he uses eBay a lot. Like Kalev Eilu Shehikar Min Kalev Asun Lahasho Lahaskir. And these vet, and I identify certain items that really were not meant to be sold, but rather normally would be lent out or rented. Right. So if the witnesses come along and say that these belong to a specific person, so then the guy who has in his possession has to make a shvua, holding something that is kadosh, of how much he paid for these things. And then he has to collect that amount from the owner and then return the kalim back to him. Now, Lachi Aleph, Haya Balabais, also Limkor's Kalev, right? But let's say the owner is someone who normally would sell his stuff. Lo Hayu Midvar Masu Mahashal Haskir, and the things that I see in your possession aren't things that he normally would lend out or rent. Avvish Yatzalo Shem Gnei Vier, even if there was a report that his stuff was stolen, the Hokru Kalev, and I recognize his items. Eno Machzir Miyad Lekuklos, we don't take them back from the purchaser, Shema Hu Machal Acherim, because maybe sold to others. Right, but let's say what do you call it? People came over and stayed in his house for the night. V'lo nebusofei, and then they get up at night, and he gets up at night and cries out, "Nigdabu that my what do you call it? That my cups and my books are stolen." Adam, right? And then other people come along, umatsu machteres katucha, and they see a ditch that was dug underneath his house. And then the people who were staying at his house were leaving. And as they're leaving, they have like a satchel filled with cups on their shoulders. And everyone says those are the guys those are the guy's house, the guy who owns his house. Those are his kelim and books. They're believed. And then what do you call it? The person who has these items has to take a shua. How much you pay for it? You tell me about Gneva. And then what do you call it? He has to then take the item and return it back to the owners. Let's say a person is known as a thief, and everyone knows it's public knowledge that he went into this other guy's house, Reuben's house. And witnesses testify being left, and that he has what do you call it? Various cups that he stole underneath his coat. Even if the owner was there, and he claimed and said, that these are purchased by me, but the owner says they're stolen. So if the owner is somebody who normally doesn't sell things, and these kalim aren't the kind of things that someone normally would hide under their coat, and it's not the way of this person to what do you call it, that's holding it to hide things underneath his coat. The owners believe. So then he makes a shua and then he can get his kelim back. Let's say the person who has the articles is the utensils is not known as someone who steals. The owners not believe. Rather, the person who has these items must take a shua midrabanan, that he purchased these items and then he's off and free. That ends Parak Hey, and we will continue with Parak Vav next time.